AFTN, your information center for Americans serving in Thailand, presents the award-winning radio featurette, Tips on Tea Locking. This distinguished program will help you better understand and appreciate the history and culture of the Thai people, and most especially the affectionate, beautiful, and seldom elusive, Puying, sometimes referred to as brown sugar. But by any name, be it Nit, or Lek, or Pon, or Toy, she's definitely Thailand's most marketable commodity. Now, from our super remote studios in the Ville, here is your announcer.
Hello again, everybody. This is Sterling Tones, on location. Yes, direct from our super remote studios in the Ville. Today's program is Problems, or How to Have Them. Everybody has their problems, and some people have everybody's problems. Some of these everybody problems are money, friendship, and sex. The Air Force has sweetened up the first quite a bit since most of us came onto the military scene. The Air Force also has always been a booster of friendship. Remember the TI telling you how that ugly fat guy from Idaho might save your life. But sex... There is no Air Force regulation set aside solely to cover the subject of sex. Marriage, yes, sex, no. It is a difficult subject to legislate.
The Emperor!
Hail Caesar, those about to die, salute you!
Even the Roman Forum in the orgy heydays depended more on action than on words. No pun intended. So to fill in the gap between the Air Force regulations and what Dad told you years ago, AFTN adopts the mantle of fathership and passes on some unsolicited advice. The topic for today's program is T-Rock, also pronounced T-Lock, also pronounced mistress, also pronounced expensive. While the name is unique to Thailand, the circumstances are universal. Guy comes to Thailand leaving family and friends on the other side of the world. Hence, Guy is lonely. Guy meets girl.
Hello, Sway Mark Puying.
Sawadika, you know half tilak.
Professional type, one each. Guy decides that he would like to live off base with PT girl, since she is more attractive than his present roommate and offers better company. That is the definition in a nutshell. Let us follow the adventures of Guy as he moves through on this momentous decision. Unless said girlfriend is better equipped than most, the conversation goes something like this.
You can do give me $100. I buy chair, number one bed, and something.
In addition, she might say,
maybe I stay with you long time, on time stay bungalow, no do work. Mei mi baht. No have to buy this. Something eat. You can do give me 1 month, $50. You number one, Puchai.
The big move follows, complete with clothes, and that's about it. The SPs won't let him take his expensive stereo off base, nor the fan, nor the refrigerator. Black market activities are too much of a temptation. So Guy buys a few more things to facilitate his living in the manner to which he is accustomed. Now his initial investment, complete with transformer, is up to $150 or $200. But the big spending days are over. Except that unless he has grown overly fond of Thai food, he will need at least a hot plate and some dishes so that he can cook the food that he buys every week at the BX. Naturally, the water has to be purchased, or else he either drinks only Coke or doesn't drink. The latter being less than acceptable. There are a few other minor goodies that must be dispensed with as well, like hot water showers. The switch the plug around game when it comes time to plug the electric razor into the transformer. The me against them mosquito game, since off-base areas are not sprayed every night. The what is he saying game, when nightly entertainment consists of Thai movies. Where Guy only understands one word out of 50. The sum total of Guy's great move is that he is just a bit more uncomfortable than he was before, and just a bit more unhappy. What has he gained from the hassle? Peer respect? Self-respect? Gratification? It depends on the individual. What we've portrayed is not an indictment of Thailand by any means. It is not unusual for a Thai man to court his wife 5 or 10 years without so much as kissing her. The proceeding is an indictment of the type of girls found anywhere from Busan to Peoria. The girls that prey on younger and older servicemen through sad stories of hard luck, liberally sprinkled with makeup and adoring looks. Happy tea-locking from AFTN.
You've been listening to the distinguished award-winning program, Tips on Tea-Locking. This segment, the first and last in a series, was entitled, I Love You, Mok Mok, Ching Ching Dui, or When Does the BX Open? We hope you would have planned to join us next time when we would have heard Sterling Tone say,
recently, authorities have studied, analyzed, and determined that the story about the American serviceman who overslept in a nearby bungie while engaged in the manly art of tea-locking was merely a legendary myth. After careful investigation, experts concluded that oversleeping, especially for the beginner, is nearly an impossibility. You see, nature has generously endowed the land of smiles with a built-in alarm clock which goes off at 5 every morning. And that's the truth.
Tips on Tea-Locking was produced by the Special Projects Division of AFTN and was based upon an editorial appearing in the Sub-Thai Sentinel. Executive producer, Lady Jane. This is the American Forces Thailand Network.